explain why your favorite poem is The Slacker?
Because these young women were not fooled. It was a trend of the day for black people to say, we should fight, we should go to war, we should help our country. Du Bois, in his famous lines, yes, we'll go fight, but we'll come back fighting. Frederick Douglass became very upset when he visited a camp and saw how they were treated. But it was not unpopular for blacks to say, we should fight for our country. And in fact, they thought this would be a benefit to us if we don't have another country such as Germany putting us in serfdom again. But the girls were not fooled, such as in The Slacker. They would let it be known. We are aware of what you've done to us. We are aware how you have treated us. They'd hung men, many of them, but we're not fooled. And in The Slacker, they conclude with, we go to fight for you, for our country. If you do not do what you have to do for us when we return, who will be the slacker then? And so I felt that it is my favorite. They talk all the way through about the atrocities of black people through Reconstruction, through the days of the sharecropper. They talk about all those things, and yet they say, we should fight for our country. And so, yes, it's important to me that they're letting them know, we do this, but are you going to do the right thing by us? And, of course, they did not. And it was not the first time that, of course, they were cajoled into fighting Revolutionary War, Civil War, and yet they got no comfort from doing all that work, all that fighting. And I was reading something the other day that Martin Luther King went to Alabama, I think it was 1965, and he found sharecroppers who had never used authentic American currency. They had not seen it, they had not used it. They were still using the plantation owners, such as the coal miners here, you know, were given script. And there was something called the furnace or furnish. So at the end of the month, the accounting would show that the sharecropper had borrowed this, he had borrowed that, he had used this, and when it was time to be paid, he had nothing. That often happened here in the coal mines. And after I read those poems many times, and after doing the research, I just became more and more in awe of them. And the funny thing was, I thought, this was also the time of the Bolshevik going on at the same time as World War I in France and Belgium and so forth. They had what was called here the shadow offense. They had black people shadowing black people. And I thought, oh, gosh, did they believe that blacks were going into socialism and communism? And I laughed when I said, those little girls wrote some pretty heady words there. I wonder if anybody paid attention to what they were saying. Yeah, obviously they didn't care.